Good morning. It's the 23rd of August. Our New Testament reading today is 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Once again, I'm going to read to you from Brother Michael Ashton's book, The Challenge of Corinthians. In chapter 3, the Apostle Paul continues to consider the problem of divisions within the Corinthian ecclesia. He writes, "Theirs was not an isolated problem, which is why this letter has been preserved in the scriptures. The pressures of the world come thick and fast, and the flesh lusts against the spirit. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." That comes from Galatians chapter 5. Writing to other believers in different circumstances, the Apostle James also makes the same point. "If you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." "We are not leaders," says Paul, "but servants. To think differently betrays a carnal and not a spiritual mind." When the Corinthians accepted the truth, they responded to Jesus' call and not to Paul's. The apostles and all the other teachers were merely the channels through whom the message of truth was brought to Corinth. The real work was done by God. Just as a gardener cannot claim any credit for the fact that plants he sowed or watered grow and increase. But this agricultural metaphor has a further important lesson. Even if the growth of the plant is left out of the equation, who is more important? The person who plants or the one who waters it? Both are necessary to the process, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labour. But it is also obvious that God cannot be left out of the equation, and both of these necessary tasks are valueless without his input. All believers must therefore become fellow workers. Paul and Apollos shared in the work without rivalry. Neither one sought prominence or tried to attract disciples who would follow him. There are vast fields waiting for the seed of the gospel to be planted, and everyone is needed if the work is to prosper. The agricultural metaphor now changes, though the change is not so stark as it first appears. The subject is still about things that grow. But the Corinthians are no longer described as a field of growing plants, but as a building in process of erection. The same apparently abrupt change of figure occurred in Jesus' teaching. He ended his parable of the wicked husbandmen by saying that the vineyard will be let out to others, who will render to him the fruits in their seasons, and continued by describing the stone which the builders rejected, that has become the chief cornerstone. That's a reference to Matthew chapter 21. And Paul himself uses the same two related figures once again in his writings, explaining to the Colossians that they were rooted and built up in Jesus Christ. That's Colossians chapter 2. But the Lord in this new figure is not only the chief cornerstone and the framework into which believers are built. He is the foundation. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And this fact imposes a duty of care upon all who build their lives upon the godly principles he manifested. Now the apostle goes on to consider the temple of the living God. Brother Ashton writes, "Of the two Greek words used in the New Testament for temple, the Apostle here uses the one that is more properly translated as sanctuary. Believers therefore form the throne room of the God of the universe when they unite with their fellow believers. The temple of God is holy by definition. As participants in the temple, believers are also to be holy, and this imposes great responsibilities on them." Thank you for listening.